Good morning and welcome to this family service as we mark the final week of Jesus' life on earth. This is Palm Sunday, when we celebrate Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, while the people waved palm branches, an event which is described in all four Gospels. This year in the Liturgy of the Palms, we read St. Matthew's version, the only one to mention the children. The children were rushing round the temple courtyard, shouting out, "Hosanna to the Son of David," an open proclamation that Jesus was the expected Messiah. The top religious VIPs, the chief priests and the scribes, were angry that small children could see a truth which they themselves were blind to. They were also being very pompous. Children should be seen and not heard was the implication of what they were saying. Why listen to mere infants, they asked. They know nothing. On the contrary, replied Jesus, children are often far wiser than their elders. Isn't that true? How often we hear a child going to the heart of the matter while the grown-ups are still beating about the bush. They're not distracted by the false sophistication of adults. Children are well aware that they do not know everything yet and are willing to learn. Especially in this digital age, there is much that grown-ups can learn from children. That's especially true when we come to think about the cross. Sometimes a wide-eyed child will see a picture of a man hanging on a cross and ask, "What is that man doing?" Adults flounder, trying to find a sophisticated answer. But all the child needs is, "That's Jesus. He wouldn't let his friends be punished, so he took the blame himself." The cross is like a kiss. It shows us how much Jesus loves us. One time, Jesus told his disciples that unless they were willing to become like little children, they wouldn't even recognize the kingdom of God when it was staring them in the face. There is nothing childish about being childlike. In fact, it takes real maturity for a grown-up to see life through the clear and humble eyes of a child. So let us approach Holy Week with childlike minds, with tears for Christ's sufferings, with joy for his resurrection, and in awe and wonder at the greatness of God's love. Let us approach the cross of Christ in the same spirit as the children who shouted Hosanna in the temple. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.
Hosanna to the Son of David, the King of Israel. Hosanna in the highest heaven.
The hymn, All Glory, Lord, and Honour to Thee, Redeemer King.
Thank you.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, today begins the week of all weeks. This is the week in which we follow our Savior Jesus Christ on the way of suffering to the cross and on the way of victory through the cross to the resurrection. Today we gather with the crowds on the road to Jerusalem to greet our Lord as he begins his journey, to sing his praise, and to welcome him to his city. We rejoice with all our hearts and voices in the knowledge that, if we do not speak out his praises, the stones themselves will sing. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth will proclaim your praise.
The usual distribution of palm crosses to the congregation is not possible this year. I and Colin, the other person present today, hold palm crosses on behalf of all joining in this service online. God our Savior, whose Son, Jesus Christ, entered Jerusalem as Messiah to suffer and to die, let these palms be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King, and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this: the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that were ahead of him, that had followed, were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he cured them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the amazing things that he did, and heard the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became angry and said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes, have you never read? Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself." He left them, went out of the city to Bethany, and spent the night there.
Jesus is coming.
Shout, Hosanna.
He is riding on a donkey.
Shout, Hosanna.
Open the ancient doors.
Shout, Hosanna.
Wave the branches.
Shout, Hosanna.
Spread out your coats.
Shout, Hosanna.
Peace in heaven.
Glory in the highest heaven.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, our God and Father, for you have created us and you sustain us. Through your only Son, Jesus Christ, You have revealed your love and your care for all your people. You are ready to forgive and to save in time of need. So we proclaim your glory, singing. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility and also be made partakers of his resurrection through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Passion of our Lord Jesus, according to St. Matthew. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you? Jesus Barabbas, or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with this innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said,
"Barabbas."
Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?"
"Let him be crucified."
Then he asked, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more,
"Let him be crucified."
This is the Passion of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
We sing the hymn, "Children of Jerusalem, sang the praise of Jesus' name."
Children of Jerusalem, sing the praise of Jesus' name. Children of all.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Perhaps you have been following the Six Nations rugby matches over recent weeks. Or maybe you are watching the Football World Cup qualifier between England and San Marino at Wembley Stadium on Thursday night past. In present circumstances, it is of course not possible to attend matches such as these in person, and some of you may feel that watching them on television isn't just quite the same, especially with an empty stadium as a backdrop. Nevertheless, even on TV, following the pre-match commentary in the build-up to the game, it is possible to feel the anticipation and impact of the moment of kick-off. Following the formalities of the teams coming onto the pitch, the playing of anthems, and the cheering of the crowds, the match is at last underway. Today, as the Church prepares to enter its most significant celebration with Holy Week and Easter, Palm Sunday is an exciting kick-off of sorts. At past Palm Sunday services in church, we waved small palm crosses, which reminded us of the first Palm Sunday when Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. This year we can only do this in our mind's eye, and it is possible that not everyone completely understands what the meaning behind the activity is. Well, this morning, in a very simple overview of our Lord's triumphal entry, I would like if we thought about why it is significant for us. Jesus came to save, but not always in the way people expected. He came to deliver from sin, but some of the people anticipated political rescue. If we are not careful, we can impose our own, perhaps somewhat misguided, hopes on Christ. When we do this, we miss the true joy that is to be found in him alone. Hip hip, hooray, or Hosanna. That was the greeting given by the people who saw Jesus on the first Palm Sunday. In fact, what happened that day in Jerusalem was like a big parade. In present circumstances, with lockdown restrictions and safe distancing rules, it isn't possible to hold parades. But many of you listening will have seen parades previously, perhaps on the 12th of July, or on Remembrance Sunday, the second Sunday in November, when following the act of remembrance at the Cenotaph in London, there is normally a parade or march past of war veterans. A parade, then, is a special type of procession. The parade on the first Palm Sunday, which we remember today, was a parade for Jesus. There are some elements that are important in this story. For one thing, did Jesus ride through town on a limo or afloat? No, definitely not. He came on a donkey. This was important partly because it showed that he was coming humbly and in peace. A donkey isn't a big prestigious war horse. It's just a work animal. Also, by coming on a donkey, Jesus was doing something that a prophet had predicted long before he was even born. That showed God was following through on his big plans. When a VIP, a very important visitor, visits, it is customary to lay a red carpet. Now, while Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, people lined up to welcome him. They put their coats on the ground, like a red carpet, but also to show that the people respected Jesus and considered him their king. They waved palm branches, like you might wave a flag at a big parade. The palm branches showed celebration and were also a sign of victory. The people wanted Jesus to bring victory and good things. While they were celebrating, the people lining the path also shouted something. Do you know what it was? They shouted, Hosanna. And do you know what Hosanna means? It means, save us. The people wanted Jesus to save them, and they expected that he would be able to do it. Jesus did indeed come to save, but it was not exactly in the way people anticipated. The people in Jerusalem thought he was going to be an earthly king and save them from political tyrants who were mistreating them. But as we know, this is not exactly what happened. Jesus rode triumphantly into town, but by Friday he was hanging on a cross. He wasn't saving them from political leaders, but he was saving them from something much bigger, and in a way that was much better. It was better than anything anyone could have hoped for. It is a fact that sometimes we want to put our own expectations on Jesus too. Maybe we have an idea of how we think he should answer our prayers or work in our lives. We become confused or upset when God's ways do not look like we would hope. But we can be assured that God has much bigger plans in mind. He has delivered us and continues to do so. Our job is to continue following and praising him. In the Bible story, some of the church leaders told Jesus he should quieten down the people and not let them make such a fuss. Jesus said if they didn't call his name, the rocks would cry out instead. So let us be better than rocks. We want to proclaim the amazing works of Jesus and tell everyone about them. Let our lives, as well as our words, declare his power. Hosanna. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. When tanks roll by and trumpets play, some people cheer and shout hooray, but Jesus chose another way, parading on a donkey. No soldier he, but King of love. The way he chose was well above all hawkish ways, and as a dove he rode upon a donkey. He had to show that he was brave, and that he only came to save. Less like a king, more like a slave, for he rode on a donkey. God offered love, not pomp or show, so people everywhere would know the way his kingdom has to grow, so Jesus rode on a donkey. Who cares about the tyrant's pride? Today, Palm Sunday is worldwide, and millions stand with us beside the king who rode a donkey.
Hymn 236. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, on this day you entered into Jerusalem to fulfill your Father's will. Give us grace to enter into your will and purpose for our lives. Especially at this difficult time for everybody. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, on this day you began a journey which would lead to pain and suffering. Give grace to those who are on challenging journeys in their own lives. Those who are ill, particular those suffering the effects of the coronavirus, as well as those in the medical and nursing professions who are treating them.
We also remember those recovering from illness. Jean Bradford, Isaac Harrison, Trevor Hill, and Canon Eric Kingston.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, on this day you received the welcome and acclamation of the crowds. Keep us pure in heart when we receive praise and encouragement. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus Christ, on this day you rode in humility on a donkey. Keep us from exalting ourselves and make us humble in everything we do. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, on this day, the people sang praise with all their strength. Even in the midst of adversity, make our praises joyful, but always from the depth of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, on this day, the cold jealousy of the Pharisees is exposed as they want the people to stop. Forgive us when the praise of others shows up our coldness of heart. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, on this day, you said the very stones might sing your praise. Give us such reverence for your creation that we may sing our praises in harmony with all you have made. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, on this day you wept for the peace of Jerusalem, your beloved city. We pray for the peace of that holy place and for peace in our own towns and cities. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, on this day, many did not recognize that they were being visited by the Son of God. Open our hearts and minds that we may recognize you in all your words, works, and ways. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of courage, when you rode the donkey, you were riding to your eventual death. You knew death would be the outcome when you set your face towards Jerusalem. And although you didn't want to die, you never flinched. Today, we especially remember Aileen Stockdale, who has died. We give thanks for her faith in you, her devoted service to this parish, and her rich contribution to the academic life of the Queen's University, Belfast. We pray for her brother George, sister-in-law Nolene, cousin Pat, and all her loved ones. Give them your strength and your courage in their great loss. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In offering our prayers this Palm Sunday, we commit ourselves to follow you on the way to the cross, in the knowledge that this way is none other than the way of life and peace.
Lord Jesus,
be our way. Lord Jesus, be our truth. Lord Jesus, be our life, this holy week and forever. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. From Thanks and Praise, number 64, In Christ Alone, My Hope is Found. Jesus Christ, you humbled yourself in taking the form of a servant and in obedience died on the cross for our salvation. Give us the mind to follow you and to proclaim you as Lord and King, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. May the Father, who loved the world and gave his only Son, bring you by faith to his eternal life. May Christ, who accepted the cup of sacrifice in obedience to the Father's will, keep you steadfast as you walk with him on the way of his cross. May the Spirit, who strengthens us to suffer with Christ, that we may share his glory, set your minds on life and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Thank you for joining us in our worship this morning, which we conclude by singing the hymn, Praise to the Holiest in the Height.
Oh,
We tell your story and follow in your footsteps.
Lead us into Holy Week.
We walk towards the city and wait in the garden.
Lead us onto holy ground.
We journey towards death and hope for the resurrection.
Lead us into holy joy.
Walk with Christ this week in the way of his cross and resurrection.
Thanks be to God.
Today marks the beginning of Holy Week. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Monday, Thursday of this week, there will be an online service each evening from 7 p.m. I plan to give a series of addresses entitled The Passion, Isolation, Distance, and Loneliness. In church worship, I am delighted to say, resumes on Good Friday evening at 8 p.m. for our now well-established Tenebrae service, which this year will be held in Mara Hamlet. As always, this is an occasion for the group of parishes, parishioners and friends from both Mara Hamlet and Anna Hilt are cordially invited and welcome. We will, of course, be observing social distancing, but if required, the congregation will overflow into the parochial hall. Services in church continue on Easter Day, with parish communion in Anna Hilt at 10 o'clock, parish communion in Mara Hamlet at 12 noon. There will also be online services on the parish website on both Good Friday and Easter Day. It would be very helpful if you are intending to come to church on either Good Friday or Easter Day, that you would give notice of your intentions to the church wardens. Their contact details are included in the parish magazine or the parish website. Thank you.